Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7, talking ACCHS basketball with boys head coach Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, Tuesday night, you get the first win of the year against McLouth, 43-29, a road victory. How nice was it to celebrate that first win and get on the right track here with just one more game before the holiday break?
You know as well as I the answer to that question. It was great. You know, kids have shown a lot of resilience in practice. They've worked hard, and it's nice to see a payoff on the in the win column for them.
How do you kind of carry that momentum into the next game? It's another road trip, this time to Horton on Friday. But how do you kind of keep that momentum rolling with the little practice time you have this week?
Well, I just we did see some things that that we need to work on that have been kind of a nemesis for us all year long. When I'm guarding the ball, I think we can do a lot better job of that than what we have been. And I think a couple other things too that we saw, just narrowing our focus and practice. I think not working, still focus on fundamentals as we always do, but then narrow our focus on things that need the most attention right now.
When you look at Horton coming up this week, one game before the holiday break, what's something that you like to see, or at least, you know, maybe even just taking the win and loss out of it, but just what are you looking to see on Friday? Some positives that you can carry into those couple of weeks extra practices?
Well, I think just the focus on running something offensively, being disciplined. You know, we're going to face adversity when we try to run some things, and coaches are going to scout you. There's too many good coaches in the league that they're not going to let you do what you practice. And just being a little resilient, be a little patient, be a little under control, and realize, hey, you know what, we're pretty good basketball players, and we can just step back, take a breather, and just reassess what's going on out there and still stay true to what we set up for the game. And you know, if we can do that, you know, going into Horton and just be patient offensively and run what we have set up, I think that'll be a great, great, great thing going into break.
Chargers still looking for their first win of the season. What's the early scouting report on Horton, and what kind of ball game can you expect Friday?
Well, I know the kids are tough over there. I coached the Horton back in the 2000s, early 2000s, and I know the type of kid that's over there. The kids are tough, and you know, it doesn't matter what the school board says. Those kids are still going to fight, and they're going to do what their coaches say, and you know, it's going to be a very competitive game. You know, look at some of the scores in the league here. Oskaloosa, I think, is battling in also. But, you know, they played some really competitive, real close games, and you know, Horton's the same type of team. They're going to fight you tooth and nail to the end, and we're in for a tough ball game.
That's Troy Hoffman, boys basketball coach at ACCHS. Our conversation with the coach presented by L&L Construction. His team gets Horton a road trip on Friday, final game before the holiday break. Coach, it's our last time talking here in 2021. Good luck on Friday against Horton. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks once we get back to the new year.
All right. Look forward to it.